Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Game two of a Wednesday doubleheader with the Minnesota Twins. I am BBD. I'm here with my friend Zach. Zach, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm your friend Zach.
We just did a fantasy draft together, company fantasy draft. We were on the same team, and I like the way everything shook out for us.
We are wearing our football jerseys. Giants jerseys, to be specific.
Big football company.
We're a big football company now. But we are going to talk about the Yankees, which are a baseball team who just won a game.
Won a game with the AAA lineup.
With the AAA lineup in extra innings.
And their game two lineup is kind of only marginally less weird.
It gets interesting for sure. Interesting lineup for game one. Interesting lineup for game two.
Gerrit Cole is a starting pitcher for the Yankees.
Yes.
And the guys behind them, Aaron Hicks is in left field leading off. Aaron Judge DHing again in game two, batting second. Gleyber Torres at second base, batting third. Oswaldo Cabrera goes from the leadoff spot to the cleanup spot after he walks off game one, playing right field again. Five-hole Jose Trevino. Marwin Gonzalez goes to first. No Ronald Guzman. IKF will play third base again, and he bats seventh. Esteban Florial playing center field, batting eighth. Oswald Peraza.
Yes.
My bad. Shortstop again, batting ninth again after he breaks out. Joe Ryan, young stud on the bump for Minnesota. Zach, favorite thing that sticks out about this lineup to you?
My favorite thing about this lineup, I like that they're running the IKF third base.
That's my answer
back
too.
Back to back, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, I want them to keep doing that because a lot of us were saying during that game today.
There's a lot of us in the office today watching.
Yeah, a lot of us were doing the fantasy draft, so we were all watching the game together. And a lot of us were saying, he looks pretty good.
It looks good.
At and third base. Yeah. And he hit. He got a big hit today. Got a really big hit.
One of the big hits. Tied it up.
Second biggest hit, I would say.
Looked good at third.
Yeah. But without that hit, they don't get the second hit.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And I think that's also what we're both watching for. It's a speed run app, all right, guys?
Yep.
And that brings us to the pitching path to victory. Gerrit Cole is starting, and they're going to need him to go
pretty deep.
Let me see if the usual website has updated.
They have to expect him to go deep in this game, especially with how long that first game went a lot of guys.
They came into the day with everybody fresh. Trying to pull up the game on box score. I would hate to get who they used wrong. Then they used Wandy for 13, Lasagna for 17, Clay Holmes threw 27 bullets in two full innings, so he's out. Marinaccio threw 26 pitches, 1 1/3. He's got to be out, and Weissert came in for three. He should be available.
Weissert?
Yeah, three pitches.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
So that would leave.
He had a nice inning. Just like two quick flyouts.
So that would leave Trevino, Litke, Weber, Davies available. Did I say Litke? And Weissert if they needed. I would guess they'd like to avoid him because rookie stuff, but.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Trevino is the closer in this one.
Yeah, they didn't use him.
Didn't use him. And
yeah. So I think he's the one with closing experience. Yeah. Cole's going to have, I mean, Cole has a lot of leash to begin with, but he might have a little bit more.
I think they need him to go seven.
Yeah, they're gonna try to get at least seven.
I think they need seven, so it's a little bit of pick your flavor. Hope it's a blowout and you can go just to Web Dog or, I mean, Davey, he's just here because he's on the 40, man.
Yeah, he's a bonus piece.
They can't be planning to use him. He's given up, I think, 36 runs in 46 innings, or 46 runs in 56 innings this year.
I don't know about that, but
I looked at it this morning. Right. Yeah. He's been big bad.
Yeah,
but he was on the 40, man. They're not going to not use the roster spot, although they have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if it's a blowout, they let Web Dog finish it out. Otherwise, it's him to Weissert or Litke, depending on lefty-righty lanes.
Yeah.
Do
you think the Yankees look better hitting than the Twins do in this game?
In this upcoming game?
Both teams tired. Do you think the Yankees have not been great on offense? So
I would guess the Yankees, I guess they have the most fresh legs.
Mm-hmm.
Hicks didn't play the first game at all. Marwin played very briefly. I would guess they look better than the Twins play more of their guys straight up because they're a team that isn't the Yankees, so they would do that. But I don't fully know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I
mean, just that a lot of good vibes right now, and you're coming fresh off of the fun walk-off with the kid and everything. Yeah. So
that's in a game that they didn't really plan to win.
Yeah, no.
So if you win this game, that just does a lot for you. Mm-hmm. I hope they fully like go for it.
Yeah.
I suppose we should note no Stanton, no DJ again. Boone said before game one that it was a possibility, and tweets between games that DJ might be going on the IL.
Yeah, they did not choose to pinch hit them.
Didn't use them to pinch hit.
Yeah.
Marwin got in that bat, so that should have been the biggest clue.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to see them today unless emergency situation.
Yeah. Sounds like Stanton is probably available in an actual emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd lose the DH, get Judge out there. I don't know. DJ for sure not available this game, it sounds like.
He's dealing with stuff.
Toes acting up.
Yeah.
No Guzman. Higgy's on the bench. Look for them to do some sort of Higgy for Trevino sub at some point.
They could, yeah.
Trevi caught the last five innings of that one.
Yeah, he caught more than they were expecting him
to. Yeah. So that could happen. All right. Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code PREGAME to go to this game if you want, or any future game or concert or play or the theater.
Jimmy and Jake went to the game today.
Yeah, they might have used SeatGeek.
Might have. I don't know what they use, but I would recommend using SeatGeek.
And code PREGAME specifically could get you a green bubble seat.
Yeah.
Green means good. Red means bad. They geek out over seats.
The only company with the green bubbles. I don't know if that's true. But
someone probably uses green bubbles for something.
Like I like them. I like seeing them. They're very helpful.
Yeah. You get that deep green.
Woo! Oh, a deep green, a great deal, 10 out of 10. I like those.
Oh, yeah. That slick back, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
In game one, Jimmy selected Guzman and IKF on my team.
At what point in the show did they decide that they were going to the game? Do you know?
I don't remember exactly when. The footage is out there.
Oh yeah, well we could find it, but that's funny.
Yeah, it's a very snap call.
Guzman IKF
is probably around the Homer Draft if we're being honest. Yeah. I have the first pick here. Jake in game one picked Peraza and Florio. Peraza went off. Yeah. And I'll take Judge. Because okay. That's responsible.
That's a great pick.
And you get two picks. Peraza, Florial, not available to you.
Those are the only two not available
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. There was no pregame show Monday.
Not a, what about IKF?
IKF's available to you.
Hmm. I like the pick. I'm going to go Glaber first.
He's homered today.
He has homered today. He could do it again. Jose Trevino.
I like that for you.
Second pick.
With my final pick. Oswaldo's getting hot, baby.
I kind of was hoping you would go that way.
He's in the cleanup hole for a reason.
I thought about saying
cleanup spot, babe.
Yeah.
That gets us to the over-under. Let's see if a line is out on DraftKings. The over hit, I think, on...
what was the over on the first game?
It was 7.5 game one.
7.5.
And it's 6.5 game two.
Whoa. Wow.
Cole, Ryan, Jericho. The guys are tired.
Yeah.
Ryan. I'm not going to the game.
Joe Ryan's been pretty good, right?
I know he started off really hot.
Yeah.
Let's see what maybe his that's recent games look like. Yeah. Numbers on the air, his ERA still remains in the threes. Five innings, five runs, but six shut the time before that. 6.12, 5.12, but five and five before that. Mixed bag.
Yeah.
Capable of getting lit up.
Okay.
I think I'll still ride the under. For me.
I want to see the Yanks get one today, so I'm going to go over.
I want to see them hit two.
I know. I mean, we...
So
we
I'm going over two. Okay, okay. I'm doing it. You swayed me. 6.5 is low.
Yeah, it felt low. Yeah.
But like it just takes Cole getting clipped for a two-run shot, which he's allowed to do. It's a good team. We give him a five and five.
They will hit 4-2 at one point. So at that,
yeah,
and then from there, there's just one more.
Yeah, the score will be 4-2 at some point in this game. Yeah. That's obvious. All right. Any premonitions? Fortitude.
Fortitude was kind of my premonition.
Yeah.
I kind of linked that together. Yeah.
I think that is the one. Mm-hmm. Give a quick refresh. See if the Twins put out their lineup.
See what they say.
Arise, DH leading off. Correa, Miranda goes to first. Nick Gordon bats fourth, plays second. Gio goes to third. Kyle Garlick in right. Jake Cave in left. Celestino in center. Sandy Leone's catching. Go Yankees.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.